gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hamburg.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat. And this 5-pack saucy terrine snack is the way to go. I guarantee it. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, but you can also buy it at Walmart.com. Also, don't forget Life Boost Coffee, clean non-GMO specialty bean coffee that helps you achieve the healthiest, tastiest cup of low-acid coffee in the world. By the way, you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, and you can get 58% off your first order. So, go now, lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Don't forget, meet me in Costa Rica. You can join me, actually, and it's by Colette, and we're going to be spending a lot of time there. You can call them at 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. And don't forget also, Good Pets food supplements and treats give your dog a healthier life. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Take the bourbon, I'll take the loss. Take the pictures, take the frames, he'll take the walls. But you can't take the dogs. Yeah, I'm taking them with me. Got them boys up in the backseat. You can go and take whatever you want. But you can't take the dogs. You can even take the six string. Don't come say you miss me. You can go and take my last name off. You can't take the dogs. She came back just a couple weeks after that. Guess she got lonely in the aftermath. Not having them boys around. I guess she realized that she had it made. Now she's got twice as many bills to pay. Hell, I'm taking them boys and girls. Now there ain't a damn thing to say. Taking them with me. Got them boys up in the backseat. You can go and take whatever you want. But you can't take the dogs.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And that is Matt Oakley. He was also on our show a little time back. Great artist. I think you're going to be hearing a lot from him, so make sure you pay attention. He's a great country singer, and especially he's got that dog song out there, which is amazing. But I got to ask you, Jasmine, as a trainer, so when you're working with dogs and all, have you also worked with people? I know you got to work with people, because mostly you're training the people,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
More than the dog. But the thing is that have you been in the middle of a... divorce where one wants the dog and the other one doesn't? Have you had to deal with that at all in your experience?
Well, not necessarily in the middle. I've been, involved with, like, aftermath of that. Yeah.
It's scary because, I mean, in this day and age...
Well, dogs, you know, your dogs and your cats are considered property. So it's not like you can do shared custody, like a custody agreement of 50-50.
But they do that, though. I know couples that have done custody sharing on their pets.
Yeah. Ultimately, like, what it comes down to is, like, whose name is on the vet paperwork? whose name, like, if the dog was adopted, who adopted the dog? Because it belongs to whoever's on the paperwork. You know, the microchip, if it's registered in only one person's name, it's legally, like, it's that person's animal. Something to think about.
I think there was a lot of legal battles, too, about considering pets to be property.
Now, sometimes...
versus being part of the family.
Yeah, and sometimes what people, vindictive people, will do is, like, take the dog and give it away or drop it off at a shelter or something just so the other person can't have it.
Right. I've heard of that. I've heard horror stories.
Yeah.
I've also heard where, if the divorce is really ugly, that one of the people in the divorce ended up killing the dog or the cat. There's been a lot of horror stories out there.
That's horrible.
And to take it out on an animal like that is just appalling.
It is. So,
and the divorce rate is still high. You know, a lot of people getting divorced. More people are I think more people are staying single. And they're marrying their cats and dogs and, you know, whatever they bring into the home.
When I separated, I took the dog.
Did you?
Yeah, he wanted it, but I was like, no, she's mine. My name's on the vet records. And, like, I don't trust you to take care of her.
Right. And that's what it comes down to.
I was the responsible pet owner, and you can't have her. You can see her sometimes, but you can't have her.
Is that something you should discuss before getting an animal, or?
But see, people don't want to have that conversation, because then that means that you might be planning not to, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's awkward. No. But I think that there should be, like, that should be a standard when, especially people that are just dating, and you get a dog together or you get a cat together, and, like, what if it doesn't work out? And then whose animal is it?
Right. And the thing that disgusts me about the whole thing, I've seen scenarios and heard of them. We've been on the air for 35 years. We're talking pets. And I've heard everything. But I've heard of people that will just, in a divorce, he or she will end up taking the animal. Not because they want the animal.
Oh, yeah.
But to be vindictive towards the other person.
Yeah. I've been involved with one situation where, like, they had two dogs, and, like, one person wanted both dogs because basically, like, they were more attached to them and the animals were more attached to them. So, but the other person demanded that they take one, and they took, like, the favorite.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad, you know, that people do that, but.
And it's sad for the animals too, because.
Well, it's like children. Children are caught in the middle too.
Really, whoever has the best ability to take care of them. So, like, let's say you're splitting up. One person is able to have a house with a yard, and the other person has to go into an apartment, and the animal, the dog, is used to having a yard to be in. Or, like, the person that has the children, and the dog is attached to the children, that person should, but I don't know. I guess it's rough, because dynamics are so different and varying. It's just, like,
it's amazing if you can have a good divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but you don't see a lot of those.
Well, I mean,
not in this day and age.
Yeah. I don't think there's a such thing as a good divorce.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to be. Another reason why, I guess.
Just like, don't get married. That's my advice.
Kind of, you know, it's kind of that way.
People are like, oh, are you going to get married again? No. No. I'd rather not. I don't need that paper.
Yeah, you know, it kind of goes that way, though. But
you're unlucky tonight, Sparky.
Not anymore, unless with my pet. But
wait, John, pause.
Oh, okay, not that way. But I meant in a cuddling kind of way.
Right.
So, yeah, because I cuddle with my cats. Yeah. I mean, cats aren't big cuddlers, though. Like, a cat would...
Shadow is, right?
She'll come up on her turn.
She's a lap cat.
She is. Like, she'll come up and she'll lay on my chest when I'm watching TV, but on her terms.
Oh.
If I want her to come up, she'll come up when I call her to come up on the couch or the sofa or whatever, but all of a sudden she'll crawl over when she's ready to climb up on my chest. But when I start petting with her or I give her a hug, then all of a sudden the next thing I know is she's like, I want down. I want off.
Okay. Well, she's a busybody too. She has a lot to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't say enough about my girls.
Yeah.
I love my girls, but you're right. Shadow's a cuddler. So, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818. 6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. When you call, you'll speak with Mike. He'll put you on the air with us. We're going to have Name That Animal Sound as well. And if you can name what animal we're talking about, then you could actually be a winner. And we have a bunch of different things that you could choose from. And one of them is Life Boost Coffee. I know you coffee drinkers love this Life Boost Coffee as I do. And don't forget, you can get 58% off by going to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets on your first order. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Jasmine, like a breeze, you bring my heart to ease. When life gets tough, when it's hard to cope, Jasmine, you give me hope. With every breath, you clear my mind, leaving all the stress behind. Oh, Jasmine, soft and pure, you sound.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Ugh. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. C60.com.
The American Kennel Club Museum of Dog is excited to announce its newest exhibit, The Irish Breeds, which will run March 5th through March 30th, 2025. We are thrilled to give visitors a chance to celebrate the legacy of Irish breeds, said Alan Fossil, AKC Museum of the Dog's adjunct curator. And what's better time to do so than around St. Patrick's Day? In celebration of Irish canine history, the AKC Museum of Dog is proud to host an exhibition of the Irish breeds. For a limited time only, join us as we honor the Emerald Isle's most notable canines, from the mighty Irish Wolfhound to the dashing Irish Terrier and the rare Irish Red and White Setter. Explore the unique history of these Irish breeds and more through artist-stunning portrayals over the years. In addition to the exhibition, the AKC Museum of the Dog will be highlighting the Irish Setter at their March Breed Spotlight event on Sunday, March 16th from 12 to 2 p.m. Visitors will get the chance to meet a live dog and learn the history of the breed, as well as key characteristics of their anatomy and the coat that help them meet that standard. This event is free for members and includes the general admission for non-members. Don't miss this festive exhibition and the chance to celebrate these wonderful Irish breeds and their roles in present-day society, said Christopher Bromson, AKC's Museum of Dog CEO and Executive Director. Get connected with artworks featured in the exhibition now with our guide on Bloomberg Connects. Listen to curator Alan Fossil talk about art and artists highlighted in the Irish breeds at the AKC Museum of the Dog and audio content available now at the AKC Museum of the Dog Bloomberg Connects. For more information on the exhibit or the AKC Museum of Dog, please visit www.museumofthedog.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the mist.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, or you can sing with us, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, no G in the talkin'. You can also listen on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and it'll bring up the show. You can go to TalkinPets.com. And you can click on Listen Live, and you're all set to go. And, as always, we want to talk to you. So pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. It's a game that we play, and if you can name this animal sound, what we'll do is we'll send you out a gift, and you can go with what you choose. We have Vitacraft. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can also go with Purr Sticks. Those are treats for your cats. We have Life Boost Coffee, And by the way, if you win, you can go with a bag of coffee from Life Boost, and you have a choice. You could either go with the pods, like if you have a Keurig, which I use a lot, or you can go with the main roast coffee, light, medium, or dark. You can go with mushroom coffee, or you can go with decaf medium. So you got some choices on the coffee. Best coffee you'll ever have. And I'm so happy they're back because I love this coffee 100%. And that ain't no lie. And also, you can go with Good Pets Foods, and those are treat supplements for your dogs from Good Pets Foods. And we do have the collapsible water bowl in lime green today. You can go with that. We have a bracelet on penguins, mostly for kids. And then we also have a CD from Gino Sasani in cold blood. Did I forget anything? I don't think so. And we have books on dogs or cats. So you can go with those. If you can name what animal makes this sound. What animal makes that sound? I will say their lifespan is 10 to 13 years in the wild. Mm. And their height is about 4.9 feet to 4.3 feet. Mm. So, what animal is this?
It's Bigfoot.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I believe that, it's probably a real thing, because how have there been so many sightings by so many different people throughout, like, history?
I gotta admit, the
Native Americans, like, had documentation of sightings, right? Mm-hmm. Before anybody else even, yeah. I don't think it's a mythical creature. I do believe it could quite possibly be, like, you know, not of this world.
I think some of them could be jokes. But I think there's got to be something to it. And there are some types of apes out there, and Florida has them, that I heard in certain desolate areas that kind of look like a Bigfoot.
Listen, I grew up in the Appalachian Mountains, and there are creatures out there that you know, at night. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I'll show you. I'll send you something.
To take you on a strange journey.
Jasmine's ready to take you there.
I can send you some stories talking about those things.
Now, there's a lot of strange things out there that we're not aware of. And there's a lot, you know, one thing I like to say about America, there's a lot of, like, country out there to vacation and enjoy. You don't always have to go out of this country to have a great time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of beautiful areas in America, so it's good to check it out.
There are.
But we want to hear from you. So, again, we're playing Name That Animal Sound. And if you know what makes this sound, pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. You'll speak with Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. They're kind of basically mammals that are native range of North America and Central and East Asia. Hmm. So,
how many babies do they have at once?
And some people eat them.
Oh.
So, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Play the game, and you can win a prize. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
You can stop the tears from falling down.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4.
radio, and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code RADIO4. Again, that's promo code RADIO4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Invasive sea creatures are turning up along the Jersey Shore and were discovered by a college student and his professor. The marine creatures are called beadlet anemones and are known to sting their prey. They first caught Diedrich Boneman's eye during a class assignment exploration that brought him to a beach along New Jersey coast. "I saw these blobby things in the rocks and I was confused by them," he said. "For me, finding something like this was just very big." After first finding the creatures in 2023, the Monmouth University senior and his marine science professor, Jason Adolf, were able to determine that they didn't belong in the crevices of the rock jetty in Deal or anywhere else along the Jersey Shore. "I was very surprised to find them," Professor Adolf said. "Beadlet anemones are more commonly found on the rocky shores of British Isles and Northern Europe. DNA testing and consultations with experts in the United States and overseas confirmed the beadlet anemones are a new invasive species." A just-published study co-authored by Bonman and Adolf is the first scientific observation and documentation of the beadlet anemones on North American shores. They say the creatures probably came to these waters after some hitched a ride on ships across the Atlantic. So far, they're turned up in Monmouth and Ocean counties from Sandy Hook all the way down to Island Beach State Park. "I think it's possibly or likely that they will invade further south and possibly even north," Boneman said. "These creatures are related to jellyfish. They have stinging tentacles and can release toxins to stun their prey. But researchers say they can't penetrate human skin. Unless you're climbing around in the rocks, which can be very dangerous," experts say, "the creatures will likely have no impact on your next trip to the beach, so enjoy." It is not yet known if beadlet anemones pose any threats to native marine life. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at TalkinPets.com. At Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm John Patch.
In the Moana, where wonders await, deep in the ocean, far under the waves, from the smallest fish to the enormous whales, come watch their beauty on display.
The Washington State Department of Agriculture and the Oregon Department of Agriculture are warning pet owners about the risk of raw pet food after indoor cats in Oregon became ill from highly pathogenic avian influenza beginning in early February 2025. The owners of the cats, in consultation with their veterinarians, have elected to euthanize them due to the severity of the illness. Upon further investigation into the source of the illness, officials found the cats all consume the same brand of raw pet food before becoming ill, reports the WSDA. After receiving reports of the illness, ODA collected samples from the affected cats pre- and post-mortem and from open containers of raw pet food. Tests conducted by the Oregon Veterinarian Diagnostic Laboratory at Oregon State University and the National Veterinary Services Laboratories at the U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed the presence of HPAI in both cats and the food samples. This public health notice was initiated in response to these findings and further testing conducted by WSDA on unopened containers of raw pet food manufactured by Wild Coast Raw. Consumers are urged to check the lot numbers on Wild Coast LLC products at home. Lots in the alert are number 22660 and number 22664 with the best by dates of 12/2025. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Well, I'll see you every day when you're living from work.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is the sound. We're going to go out to San Diego and KCBQ, and I want to give a shout out to Steve, by the way. And we're going to go to Robert in San Diego. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
We're doing good. So do you think you know what this is?
Yeah, it's an elk.
I would say you're absolutely correct.
Good job.
So
good job.
We're going to send you out a prize of your choice, and we'll get that out to you. Do you want to go with the Good Pets Foods? Do you, and those are treats for your dogs. Or we have Vitacraft, and you can go with the cat treats. We have dog books, cat books, collapsible water bowl, and, of course, we have coffee. And you have some choices on the – are you a coffee drinker?
I am a coffee drinker, and I'm also a dog owner, so.
Oh, you got a choice then. The Good Pets food treats for the dog or coffee for you?
Let's go with the stuff for my dog.
Okay. You got the Good Pets food treats. You're going to get a combo. It's the Daily Probiotic, the Hip and Joint Plus, and the Daily Multivitamins. So congratulations. Stay on the line, speak with Mike there at the network, and we'll get your address, Robert, and we'll ship it out to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening,
Thanks for
Robert.
Calling.
Congratulations.
So, 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you think you know what we're talking about. And I wonder, Professor John, are you still holding? No, I guess we don't have Professor John.
Oh, he usually hangs on and waits.
Yeah.
He'll probably call back. Call back, Professor John. We can do another one for him, right?
Yeah, we could have done another one, but I wanted to give him a shout-out because I haven't heard from the professor in quite a while.
Okay.
And he's so good at these games.
Yes.
Because he knows pretty much, he's probably about 98% positive on everyone.
Remember that one time he didn't know it, but his wife did. So.
Yes. Yeah. The voice from the background came on. So we will have another animal sound, so stay tuned for that. But The number is 818-818-6401. If you've got a question about your pet's training, behavior, we're open to your comments. We're open to your questions and your stories as well if you have one. I do want to give a shout out to Darla. Darla, when you go on to our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, Darla's always on there to point you in the right direction on stuff. And
Darla's the best.
Say hi to Darla. She's not feeling well today, so she's we're sending out prayers for Darla as well. But she's a trooper. She's still on there, though.
She shows up no matter what.
Yep. That's our Darla.
Yeah.
So thanks, Darla. So congratulations to Robert out there in San Diego. And I'm going to give another sound.
Oh, yeah.
What makes that sound?
It sounds like a glitch. That doesn't sound like a real animal. Is that a robot, John?
It does sound a little strange, doesn't it? But it is a real animal.
It's like the record spinning backwards.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and all of a sudden you start hearing bad things.
It's a subliminal message. Right. John's trying to hypnotize people on air.
But, if you know what makes that sound, we will say that their speed is 19 miles per hour. They can run 19. Wow, that's pretty fast considering how big this creature is. And her lifespan is 40 to 50 years.
Huh.
And they sound like...
That sounds crazy.
818-818-6401. You can win a prize as well if you know what that is. Their speed is 19 miles per hour. They spend on time in water and on land. And their lifespan is 40 to 50 years.
Wow.
They can weigh 3,500 to 9,900 pounds.
Goodness gracious. That's a large animal if they're chasing you.
That's their mass, actually.
Like, they can run fast and they're gigantic. Mm. Like,
that's their mass in pounds. But their average, probably about 3,000 or more pounds, is the female.
Oh, my goodness.
But the males weigh a lot more than the females. So the females, I guess, are smaller. Obviously.
Well, that's not very small, though.
No, I mean, no. 3,300 pounds is the max for a female.
Wait, how much does a school bus weigh?
9,900 pounds is for a...
Sorry, I'm teaching her to shake my hand for a tree, and she just did it.
So she's working with Shadow, my cat, while we're on the air. But she's eating the Vitacraft treats. And
she loves these.
Oh, she does. All you got to do is crinkle the bag. And I remember when I was a kid... we had a cat. Her name was Spotty. She was black and white. And whenever we would hit the can opener in the kitchen, an electric can opener, this cat would be anywhere in the house and would come running. Because back then, we didn't have the flip-off tops. You know,
right.
You had to use a can opener in order to open up the food. And so whenever she heard the electric can opener, which, yes, they were invented when I was a kid, that actually she would hear that and come running. Shadow's the same way. If you get a Vitacraft for cats, that bag, and you just crimple it a little bit, no matter where she is, she comes running.
She's the foodie. That's the one that'll eat everybody's food.
Yep. She's. You know the.
Let me see if I can get her on camera doing a shake. It's so funny.
And the other thing too is like, I gave her a little taste of ice cream, just a little bit.
She's going to steal your ice cream now.
So now when I go to get some ice cream out of the freezer, she knows I open up that door and I get a spoon out of the drawer. Every time, like, she's, like, programmed that way. So, 818-818-6401, that's to name this animal. What makes that sound? We already said they're quite large, and they can run at 19 miles per hour. 818-818-6401. If you've won coffee before, you can only win once on the coffee, so give somebody else a chance to win a bag of coffee if you want the Life Boost coffee, which is amazing.
We're all drinking it right now.
We are.
It gives you energy, but it doesn't make you feel jittery, and it doesn't make your stomach feel weird.
No acid. Yeah. I have acid reflux.
Yeah.
And it doesn't affect that at all.
Don't we all? Over the age of 35.
As you get older. Yeah.
I'm turning 40 this year.
Everything kicks in. Oh, there you go, my brother Ed. My brother Ed keeps asking me, how old is Jasmine? How old is Jasmine? She's too young for you, Ed. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call on that animal. Or we're open to your questions. And we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. Name that animal. It's quite large. 818-818-6401. 818-6401. They can run 19 miles per hour.
That's crazy. Yeah.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
A group of over 2,000 dolphins, including some rarely spotted species, were caught on camera swimming off the coast of California. The phenomenon known as the superpod was captured by Evan Brodsky, a boat captain and videographer, while conducting research with his crew in Monterey Bay, California. Brodsky, who works for Monterey Bay Whale Watch, a private boating touring company in the area, told NBC News that he and his colleagues encountered the superpod after following close to a dozen dolphins. They noticed about 18 kilometers from the shore. Among the group were northern right whale dolphins, a famously elusive species that usually keeps to deeper waters away from the coast. Northern right whale dolphins are distinct for their lack of dorsal fin, the flat triangular appendage located on the back of many marine animals, including sharks and whales. They're all smooth. When they jump, they look like flying eyebrows. According to the Whale and Dolphin Conservation, a UK-based nonprofit, right whale dolphins have marked black and white patterns on the underside of their bodies and are commonly mistaken for herds of leaping fur seals or sea lions due to their shape and color. The seldom-seen creatures, which tend to travel in large groups of 100 to 200, often mix with other highly sociable and acrobatic species, including Pacific white-side dolphins, short-finned pilot whales, and Risso's dolphins. The right whale dolphins were joined in Monterey Bay by light gray baby calves and hundreds of Pacific white-sided dolphins, according to the boat captain. The nonprofit says groups of up to 3,000 individual northern white whale dolphins have been recorded in the past. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You gotta jump right in. She slides to the left, she slides to the right, bobbing up and down, now she's feeling alright. She wiggles to the left, she wiggles to the right, she flips up in the air, wow, what a sight. The dolphin has the craziest moves, I just had to learn those ocean grooves.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Come and dance with us. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. But we have a contest going right now where you can win cat treats from Vitacraft, dog treats from Good Pets Foods, coffee from Life Boost Coffee, and you can go with pods or the coffee. That's not a dolphin pod. We're talking coffee pods. We have dog books, cat books, collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets and Lime Green. We also have a bracelet on penguins, if you're into penguins. If you can identify what makes that sound. Now, you got to think about that over and over and over again. We said, actually, that they can run up to 19 miles per hour. They live to up to 50 years, and the males are about 9,900 pounds, and the females 3,300 pounds. And they are known to be the most dangerous creature in Africa for the most deaths of humans.
Wow.
So, and people say when they sweat, they sweat red.
Red? Like blood?
It's blood.
Wow. It is blood?
Yep.
What?
I'm going to look that up.
So,
well, they sound like monsters.
818-818-6401. It's Bigfoot. No, I'm just kidding. 818-818-6401. What creature is that? You will see them in zoos. And there was a little one out recently. It was a pygmy one. Yeah. And a lot of people went crazy over it. I think it was in China, wasn't it? Or Thailand or something like that. It was at a zoo. But these guys are huge. And they're pretty cool looking. You also saw them in Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
They actually ate one of the characters on Jumanji, but then spit them out, I think.
I don't remember that part.
So
the first, like, the original Jumanji?
Yeah. No, I think it was the second one.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one.
So what animal is that? If you know, call 818-818-6401. And you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. You only have about 2 minutes, so you got to call now. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And so,
I just thought about something. I did see the second Jumanji because I went with you.
Probably. So I want to ask you, actually, you were, during the show, you were teaching my cat how to wave.
Yeah.
So people know, how do you recommend it for people to teach their cats how to wave?
You just have to play, anytime you're training an animal, whether it's a dog or a cat, you have to play around to see what they respond to, how you can lure them into certain motions. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to do a trick, they're all different. But for her, because she's naturally paw-oriented, I just was holding it and waiting for her to try to paw at the treat, and then I was showing her a hand signal, so I was like waving mm-hmm. at her mm-hmm. before I gave her the treat. Mm-hmm. So now you can look at her and wave, and then she might wave back at you.
She was doing it, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on camera. So if you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you'd see her.
Flip now it in she's reverse in, and watch it later.
She's in my lap right now. She's always got to be close by.
She's a princess. Princess Shadow.
She is.
Actually, she thinks she's a queen, not a princess. She thinks she's top of the chain.
She is. We're going to go out to Professor John. He's back. Hey, Professor, how are you?
Doing well. How about you folks? Hard to catch up with you guys.
Yeah, haven't heard from you in a while. Where have you been?
Right where I've always been.
Well, it's good
it's
to hear.
Hard to find a station I can get you guys on. A lot of basketball games going on.
Oh, sports. Yeah, we do get preempted sometimes. But you can always get us in streaming, though.
On Facebook Live. So
Or on Alexa or anybody else.
My wife found it on Facebook today. Is the only way we got it. And that wasn't working real well. But anyway, here I am.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is the animal. I know you know what it is. What is it?
The hungry, hungry hippo.
You got it.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Congratulations.
You literally know everything.
So oh, yeah. I heard you earlier actually about, well, there was a voice in the background because he didn't know what it was. And then, but oh, my God, don't you forget anything?
Yeah. Hey, stay on the line. We got to say goodbye for this hour. So Mike will talk to you at the network, and we'll get your address there, Professor John. And you can tell him what you want to go with. And thanks. I tell your wife I said hi and appreciate you all the time.
Thanks for playing.
Bye.
Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Interactive modular, ring, 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 ring,
banana phone. The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.